Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. How many of us have had dreams, and we haven't really been able to figure it out? My guest has learned the language of heaven and teaches people how to know what their dreams really mean. Anyone here interested in really knowing what you want to learn that supernatural language? Get ready. I'm so excited about this show because yesterday we had a staff prayer meeting and I saw Adam move in the prophetic in accuracy. Like, I have to tell you, I've never even seen that before. Now, you were not always prophetic, but you had an automobile accident. What happened?
Well, I did a stupid thing when I was a young man.
You weren't a believer.
No, I wasn't a believer. And
We were pretty stupid before we knew the Messiah. Some of us even after. I can't believe I said that.
I did a pretty stupid thing. Driving home from a party, I was intoxicated with alcohol with a friend of mine, one of my best friends. And all of a sudden, there was this massive bang. And we drove under a truck.
Ooh.
So I got out of the car and the actual truck driver noticed I was intoxicated. I was actually seeing double. That's how drunk I was. And he called the police and there was a big scene and I thought to myself, oh boy, I'm in a lot of trouble. I went aside a little bit and I started to pray. And my friend said, what are you doing? I said, I'm praying to God. And he said, why? And I said, well, I'm going to pray to God. I'm praying to God that if he gets me out of this, I will, I'll go to church and I'll actually repent and ask God into my life and follow him. And he didn't know what to say, my friend. But the police officer came up to me and he showed me, he showed me this machine. I had to blow into this thing to test my breath. And he looked at it and it was completely negative. And I was seeing double. I was trying very hard to be sober.
So that was in your mind, and in mine too. That was an absolute miracle. He becomes a believer, then he has a visitation from Jesus. What happened?
Well, 10 years later, one night I actually came home from a late night after a long day's work. All my family were asleep. And I saw this TV article on CNN of this TV evangelist. They caught him out, with some sin that he did, with some prostitutes.
Continuing allegations of sexual misconduct.
And I called it out. I was getting angry, and I said, "Where are you, Lord, when these men mock you?" And I was looking for an excuse not to serve God. Anyway, long story short, I felt the presence of God come into the room so strong. It came so thick, I found myself shaking. My hands were shaking. Then I found myself on my knees shaking. I found myself, completely wiped out on the floor, prostrate, with the presence of God so strong, it was like a bright light just switched on in the place. And I was repenting because I wasn't sure what was happening. I thought I was going to die. But what happened was before me was this fire, all I can describe it as like a burning bush. But in this fire was a man, and it was a voice that spoke to me, went right through me, and I knew it was the Lord. But he said something interesting. He said, "Well, I'm here now. What would you like me to do for you?" And I said, "Lord, give me wisdom." That's all I asked. I said, Lord, give me wisdom. I kept asking that. And I said, in fact, give me double portion of Solomon's wisdom. Probably a month after that encounter, I had this massive impartation with the Spirit of God where I couldn't stop laughing and speaking in tongues.
Okay, but then you started knowing people's names and things about
That's
them,
right.
their conditions.
Things started to happen to me I couldn't explain. I had to work it out myself, and because I never had any mentors, but I could see in the spirit. I'm in the street. I knew what was wrong with people. I even knew one time I knew in a cafeteria. I knew the lady's name, and she thought I was some sort of stalker. She freaked out. How do you know me? And I'm thinking, I don't know why I know these things.
but he gradually learned. Now, Adrian, you two work together in the most phenomenal way. What is your part, and what is Adam's part?
You know, Sid, Adam's got a tremendous seer prophetic gift. Mine's a prophetic teaching gift. And the two seem to dovetail. One of our friends in Colorado, a friendship we've developed, says, you two guys have got a 1-2 punch. And so we complement each other. We have a synergy between ourselves, and God put us together so well. You know, it has a strength in the ministry when both aspects of the ministry are released. Because when I teach, there's a new love and revelation for the Word of God released. And when Adam's ministering, there's the power of God displayed as words of knowledge are released and people, individuals are set free.
Okay, that begs the question. Why is it so important for us to understand our dreams?
You know, to understand our dreams, if we don't understand our dreams, we're missing part of God's love language to us. You know, in the scriptures, a third of the Bible is poetry. Wherever we see ragged edge in our modern Bibles is poetic. It's more than just from Job to Song of Songs, and so it's throughout scripture. All the prophets are poetic. And we've moved into a kingdom of love, and God uses poetry to speak to us. It's a higher language. And if we can understand that language, then God can move us and see the kingdom manifest. Whenever Jesus spoke or taught about the kingdom, he used parables. Our dreams are personal parables to us, and they're framed around our lives.
But you explained to me that somehow when we're in that dream state, God can get through to us easier. Explain that.
That's true. You know, we have a natural defense mechanism. One of the main things of dreams is like correction and warnings. God has an ability to speak to us in parable form. And in the parable, he has a way of getting behind our defense mechanisms when we understand what he's saying.
Well, let me tell you something. I am very frustrated over my dreams. I recognize how important it is to understand. God is telling me things. I want Adrian and Adam to address this when we come back. Be right back.
We'll be right back. To It's Supernatural.
If you love watching our It's Supernatural TV program, you can now watch hundreds of archive programs online, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on your computer, your smartphone, your iPad, or your favorite tablet. In addition to archive programs, you'll be able to also watch special ministry and mentoring sessions taped at our It's Supernatural Media and Mentoring Center in Charlotte, North Carolina, with the best teachers in the various gifts of the Holy Spirit. You will also be able to enter into the presence of God through anointed worship and special soaking prayer sessions. Just log on to sidroth.org/ISN.
ISN will be the vehicle to equip you to being normal, normal as defined by the Bible. You will be taught and receive impartation to walk in the supernatural of God like never before.
That's sidroth.org/ISN.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Yeah, you know, I'm a little frustrated because I recognize God is speaking to me. But because I can't know for sure, I don't even ponder them. Why doesn't God just say it the way he is? Say, go to Africa and be a missionary. I'll do that. Why does he have to talk in this heavenly language to me?
Well, first of all, God speaks us that way. He bypasses our defense mechanism. And he uses images, and our mind is actually created to absorb images. So God speaks to us in parables and metaphors and images so that it can absorb into our spirit, so we can actually remember it. Because sometimes when we actually dream, we don't remember initially, but some image can trigger your dream. You said, I had a dream last night.
That's right.
I remembered that.
Okay, so Adrian, you're much like me, logical, pragmatic, study the word. And you used to go to Adam to have him tell you what your dreams meant. And now you don't. Are there many people that sit under your teaching that are able to not have to go to a specialist? And I don't want to have to call him in Australia. what happened with you?
You know, someone had told me that I'd never get the gift that Adam has in dream interpretation. But spending time with Adam, understanding the voice of the Spirit through someone's dream has been imparted to me. And now together, we minister together, and people who attend our conferences and listen to our teaching grab a hold of something, and it's an impartation that takes place.
I believe that that's what we're here to say today, that this is transferable, and we can, God wants everybody to have the understanding of the language of dreams and have that wisdom. I thought I was going to become an intellectual genius when I asked for wisdom, but I was wrong, because I had this, it's the wisdom to understand the language of heaven. And, Joseph, when he stood before Pharaoh, he had the wisdom to discern his dream. And Daniel the prophet had the wisdom to understand dreams and the mysteries of heaven. So this is what it's all about, is understanding the language of heaven and being led by the Spirit of God. And this is for the body of Christ. I'm not a guru.
We believe that everyone should be able to do this.
You told me thousands have been able to do this.
Yes. Yeah.
And at your seminars, you've researched this language of heaven, and you've researched 3,000 biblical symbolisms from the scriptures for us to understand. Tell me, Adam, about what things God shows us in dreams.
Well, God can reveal our heart in a dream, and it's very good if you're counseling somebody. That's one way God can speak to us in dreams. And another way is God can give us warnings in the night. When you get a warning, it's actually a blessing, because God is showing you the plans of the enemy ahead of time, so you can actually go in the spirit and reverse the plans of the enemy, reverse the curse and mess up hell, and release blessing.
Dreams come from different sources, tell me.
They do. We all know God dreams. We read the scriptures and we see that Joseph, Daniel had dreams, Nebuchadnezzar had dreams. So that's a given. But the devil has the capacity to either influence our dreams or create dreams. You know, we know that from scripture, when Jesus was taken up on the mountain in one of the temptations, where the devil showed him all the kingdoms of the world. There's no place where you can physically go and see the whole of the kingdoms of the world. They're not only geographically impossible to see, but there would be different time spans between each of the kingdoms. And so we realize from that that the devil has that capacity. But the good news about that is this, that when Jesus went into the wilderness, who led him into the wilderness? It was the Spirit of God. So who was in control? God was in control. So we have God dreams. The enemy has the capacity to influence our dreams. And also, our own hearts can flavor and color the dreams that we dream. But the good news is God is sovereign. He knows every one of those areas. And so what that means is that God can speak and communicate and have a message through any one of those sources. So we don't just go, oh, that was a God dream, or that wasn't a God dream, and we throw it away. We go, no, there's a message in that for me.
When we come back, I want them to pray impartation for you to understand your dreams. Some of you don't have dreams, to start dreaming. And basically the difference between a dream and a vision. Be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now and get Adam Thompson and Adrian Beal's Understanding Your Dreams and Visions package, which includes their powerful resource book, The Divinity Code, Understand Your Dreams and Visions, and their book, The Supernatural Man, Walking in Revelatory Realms of Heaven, and their anointed two-part audio CD teaching series, Awakening the Prophetic Through Dreams and Visions. Yours for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9325. Adam and Adrian's Understanding Your Dreams and Visions package includes their Divinity Code resource book, which is a biblically based guide to dream and vision interpretation. It is the most thorough and exhaustive manual there is on dreams, visions, symbolism, and dream interpretation. The Divinity Code features the most extensive Christian dream dictionary, a significant dictionary of names and places and their symbolic meanings, 101 interpreted dreams, helping you to understand how to interpret your own dreams, and a 3,000 symbolic word biblically based dictionary. You'll also receive Adam's book, The Supernatural Man. People who have read his biblical insights and personal encounters share that the power and presence of God literally jumps off the pages. Plus, you will receive Adam and Adrian's two-part audio CD teaching series, Awakening the Prophetic Through Dreams and Visions, which includes their step-by-step seminar plus powerful prayers of impartation to awaken, recognize, and mature the prophetic gift inside you. Don't miss out on getting Adam Thompson and Adrian Beal's Understanding Your Dreams and Visions package, which includes their powerful resource book, The Divinity Code, Understand Your Dreams and Visions, and their book, The Supernatural Man, Walking in Revelatory Realms of Heaven, and their anointed two-part audio CD teaching series, Awakening the Prophetic Through Dreams and Visions. Yours for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9325. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9325 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Thousands of people have been trained to understand the language of heaven, to understand their dreams. And this is so important. Adrian, what is the first thing we should do right after we've had a dream?
I guess the first thing we should do is write the dream down so we don't lose that revelation. But after that, I think we need to go to God. Ask the Holy Spirit what He's saying to us. And after I've done that and I've spent some time waiting on God and looking at the dream, then I would look at the overall picture of the dream and then try to break it down, looking at the context of the dream, looking at the elements and see whether I could identify certain elements within the dream. Sometimes dreams happen and we're so subjective and so close to the dream that we don't understand what God's saying. So sometimes it's very useful to actually step back and take a little bit of time out before you start to look at the dream. But looking at context, dream interpretation is not a formula, and that's probably the first mistake we make. We tend to think every time we see a rabbit in a dream, it's going to mean something, or every time we see a dog in a dream, it's going to mean this. That's not the case, because you have to look at the other elements in the dream and see how you can get the elements to fit together. You know, just as we would with the Word of God, and it says, by the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. So you're looking for elements within the dream to lock together in your understanding. You go, well, if that's that, and that's that, and that's that. Now I've got a lock, I've got three witnesses, and now I can build out the rest of the picture to understand what God is saying.
So context really is the key. Now, Adam, tell me the difference between I know what a dream is, but the difference between a dream and a vision.
Well, vision, from my revelation, a vision is having a dream while you're awake. Now, you can have a...
I like that.
Yeah, yeah, and I teach that you can position yourself for visions. And when you're actually half asleep and half awake, when you're just about to fall asleep, many people experience images rushing through their mind. When they're just about to fall asleep, they're not awake, they're not asleep. It's called an alpha sleep.
Give me an example of a dream, an example of a vision, and what happened.
Well, with me, with a vision, I had it myself. I stand in the meeting, and I get these open visions. And it's my subconscious mind receiving like a dream while I'm awake. But I saw this man that had a dark mesh over his brain. I basically called this man out. I saw him there. I actually went up to him because he was a senior man. I said, "There's something wrong with your brain that I need to pray for you because to receive healing." You need healing in your brain, and he agreed. So I put my hand on his head, and I decreed divine order in the in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And he was shuffling around beforehand. They were telling me this, and he couldn't even get out of the chair. And when I prayed for him, I came back about, you know, probably 6 months later. He was walking around, you know, completely free and healed, and that's impossible.
Healed of Parkinson's disease.
Yeah, the doctor is mystified.
Adrian, give me an example of not you, but someone that had a dream and what happened.
Someone sat in our teaching, Sid, and they had a dream. So they, in the dream, they woke up in their bed, and on the end of their bed was the gynecologist of when they had had children. And the gynecologist said to the woman who had the dream, he said, "What does this person's name mean to you?" Now, the person who had the dream works in a capacity where she would go to a person's home and she would work the whole day there in that home. So when he mentioned this person's name, what it meant to her was that she had to cross the other side of the city and go to a suburb. So it meant a trek to the other side of the city, to this suburb. And she put two and two together and she realized that the gynecologist relates to birth, and the suburb happened to be the surname of her daughter. And so she put two and two together and she realized that her daughter was pregnant, or that's what she thought the dream interpretation meant. So she rang her daughter and she said, "You know, I've had this dream and I believe that God's showing me that you're pregnant." And her daughter denied the fact that she was pregnant. So they talked a little bit, mother-daughter chat. And then she thought, "I'll try a different tack. I'll ring up my son-in-law." And so she rang up her son-in-law and she said, "Congratulations, I understand your wife is pregnant." And he didn't know anything about that. He said, "No, I don't know what you're talking about."
Strange.
And so she hung up the phone and thought, "Well, maybe I'd got it wrong." Well, that night she received a phone call from her daughter and she said, "What have you done? Tomorrow I'm booked for an abortion."
Wow.
"And you and God have, you know, intersected, you know, you've come in and you stopped the plan."
I don't want you missing any of the language of heaven anymore. Adam, I want you to pray for people, to have dreams, to understand dreams, to have visions, to understand visions, and anything else God shows you to pray right now.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I prophesy in the name of Jesus that, Lord, you will be released upon the people out there. And I just ask you, if you're watching this right now, touch the screen or touch your laptop or wherever you are, because this is transferable. And I decree through the power of the blood of the Messiah that dreams and visions will be released upon people out there, believers. Even if you're an unbeliever, just touch the screen and I release the revelation of the Messiah, Jesus. And Lord Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the Spirit of God is moving out there, and we thank you for encounters. We thank you for visions. Lord, open visions in the night. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the understanding of dreams,
yes,
the passion and the hunger to have dreams.
Yes.
And Lord, I thank you for appearing, to revealing yourself to unbelievers out there. You'll probably be seeking God right now. I see somebody out there who's actually crying out saying, "If there is a God, if there is a God, reveal yourself to me." This is a man. I see a man with dark hair and he's wearing like it looks like someone in an Islamic country. And I see, in fact, it's Pakistan. And you're crying out, "If there's a real God, if you are real, reveal yourself to me." Lord Jesus, I thank you for appearing in this man's dream and reveal yourself to this man. I decree this across the whole of Asia, the whole of the world, in Jesus' name.
And right now, I would like to add that I want to impart the spirits of wisdom and revelation so that not only will you get the revelation, but you understand what God is saying through that revelation, in Jesus' name.
I want to tell you something. You will never be the same as you begin to understand the language of heaven.
We'll be right back. Did you know that God created you to spend a third of your entire life sleeping? Why? Because He has your undivided attention, so He can communicate to you through your dreams. If you can understand the dreams God is sending you, you would have answers to life's problems and clear direction for every decision you need to make. God's gift of prophetic discernment to help you succeed in your relationships, with your work, and with planning your future. Supernatural blessings and miracle breakthroughs that would become the norm rather than the exception. Adam Thompson and Adrian Beal received powerful revelation from God on how to interpret the dreams God is giving you and how you can receive prophetic revelation for every decision you need to make. Call now and get Adam Thompson and Adrian Beal's Understanding Your Dreams and Visions package, which includes their powerful resource book, The Divinity Code, Understand Your Dreams and Visions, and their book, The Supernatural Man, Walking in Revelatory Realms of Heaven, and their anointed two-part audio CD teaching series, Awakening the Prophetic Through Dreams and Visions. Yours for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9325.
Not only are we reading the scripture, waiting on God, but now God can speak to us at any time, any day, through a dream or a vision, and it really has revolutionized our lives.
Adam and Adrian's Understanding Your Dreams and Visions package includes their Divinity Code resource book, which is a biblically based guide to dream and vision interpretation. It is the most thorough and exhaustive manual there is on dreams, visions, symbolism, and dream interpretation. The Divinity Code features the most extensive Christian dream dictionary, a significant dictionary of names and places and their symbolic meanings, 101 interpreted dreams, helping you to understand how to interpret your own dreams, and a 3,000 symbolic word biblically based dictionary. You'll also receive Adam's book, The Supernatural Man. People who have read his biblical insights and personal encounters share that the power and presence of God literally jumps off the pages. Learn how to position yourself to start receiving dreams and visions from heaven. Boldly decree God's promises over yourself and others. Plus, you will receive Adam and Adrian's two-part audio CD teaching series, Awakening the Prophetic Through Dreams and Visions, which includes their step-by-step seminar, plus powerful prayers of impartation to awaken, recognize, and mature the prophetic gift inside you.
This book, The Divinity Code, over 3,000 code words, if you will, of this language of heaven is right there for you. So when you have your dream, you can look it up. Dreams, visions are going to be quick, simple, and accessible for everyone to understand. And the two CDs, he is going to pray a special prayer of impartation for you. This entire package we're making available so you will know the language of heaven.
Don't miss out on getting Adam Thompson and Adrian Beal's Understanding Your Dreams and Visions package, which includes their powerful resource book, The Divinity Code, Understand Your Dreams and Visions, and their book, The Supernatural Man, Walking in Revelatory Realms of Heaven, and their anointed two-part audio CD teaching series, Awakening the Prophetic Through Dreams and Visions. Yours for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9325. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9325 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural. I have events all over the world, lectures on the supernatural, and I've had several Messianic Jews come to my meetings to learn to do what I do. My next guest, he had an outreach for Jewish people, and he had a Jewish man, was bald, and he started growing hair. And then he came to Jesus.
Your gifts to this ministry will help Sid air It's Supernatural in Israel 28 times a week and distribute his evangelistic book to the Jewish people worldwide.